two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. We're learning more about the Buffalo, New York shooting that left 10 people dead Saturday. Police now say the suspect in the shooting first visited the grocery store to case the place back in March. We have team coverage of the shooting, the investigation, and the reaction here in Utah. Let's begin with KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
During a press conference this afternoon, Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia said the 18-year-old suspect visited the Tops Friendly Market a few months ago. He says the white gunman accused of a racist rampage at the supermarket planned to keep killing people if he had escaped the scene. He says this investigation will be ongoing because the suspect had such a large digital footprint. The accused gunman has pleaded not guilty. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
The suspected shooter reportedly made prior threats against his school. Team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz, who reports Utah's Safe UT app is catching school threats here in Utah.
Officials with the app report 393 threats of violence against Utah schools over the last year.
That's probably about one a school day where we're seeing some sort of a tip get submitted where there could have been serious harm to students in our schools or potential loss of life.
Rachel Lusinski says parents should take heart, though. That means the app is working.
And whether that's something that was overheard in the hallway or something concerning that was seen on social media, it takes a lot of bravery and courage for students or parents or educators to speak out.
Tips are reported anonymously and the app is monitored 24/7. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
In the wake of the mass shooting in Buffalo, some Republican lawmakers are under fire for echoing the suspect's twisted ideology.
New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is calling the Buffalo shooting an act of evil as her office aggressively pushes back against sharp criticism that the third highest-ranking House Republican embraced a false conspiracy theory now at the center of the deadly shooting. In a campaign ad last year, Stefanik baselessly claimed Democrats plan to grant amnesty to 11 million immigrants to, quote, overthrow the current electorate. The ad invokes the racist theory called the Great Replacement. In a 180-page document, the Buffalo shooting suspect said the false right-wing conspiracy theory motivated his deadly attack. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time 502. The FBI is investigating a shooting at a California church Sunday as a possible hate crime. That's according to the Orange County Sheriff. This is Don Barnes.
Based on information we've collected, and I'm not going to go into the details of that evidence, was a politically motivated hate incident, a grievance that this individual had between himself and the Taiwanese community.
Police identified the suspect as 68-year-old David Chow, a Chinese immigrant and U.S. citizen living in Las Vegas. The church has a largely Taiwanese congregation. One person was killed, another five wounded. Police in South Salt Lake are looking for three more suspects connected to a deadly shooting earlier this month. 27-year-old Romeo Stevens was shot multiple times outside the Winco. That's on 21st South. Police consider these three suspects armed and dangerous. 6 months after the infrastructure bill was signed into law, some of the money is already being put to work. The White House says $110 billion of the trillion-dollar law has already been utilized. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says you're going to notice this summer.
Folks across the country are seeing the summer construction season arrive in terms of the cones, the barrels, the hard hats and the shovels turning, and there's going to be a lot more where that came from.
The White House says some 4,300 projects nationwide are already underway, from roads to bridges to expanding internet and addressing climate change. Utah will be receiving about $3.5 million from the infrastructure bill this year. Deseret News reports some of the money will go toward watershed restoration for privately owned land and Zion National Park. Beaver and Iron counties will see about $50,000 to remove invasive plants in their area. A new report says Utah is spending less money on kids. This report comes from a nonprofit called the Utah Foundation.
The Utah Foundation says their report looks at how well the state is focusing on the physical and mental needs of the next generation. The report says the amount of money Utah invests in parks and recreation has been declining over recent years, although Utah is still one of the top-ranked states nationwide when it comes to parks and recreation spending. The report also says spending on public education has decreased. Utah is below the national average in terms of school spending.
KSL News Radio's Martha Harris there. The report does say these decreases in spending could be related to Utah's declining birth rate. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Heavy delays tonight. Southbound I-15 between 3300 and 90th South, all due to an earlier vehicle fire. You still are going to see slow and go and a few stop and go speeds and an extra 35 to 45 minutes drive time there. If you are traveling I-15 in Utah County, nice and quiet tonight. The same for Davis County drivers on I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:06. Utah Highway Patrol says they found more than 500 pounds of marijuana over the weekend. It was during a traffic stop. Troopers pulled over a car with a trailer on I-80 in Tooele after they say it had expired registration. Once they pulled the driver over, troopers found about 20 garbage bags filled with marijuana. KSL.com reports 26-year-old Austin Stagemuller and Matthew Keltner were arrested for drug possession. A black bear was tranquilized after it was spotted at a Morgan County middle school this morning. Mark Hadley with the Department of Wildlife Resources tells KSL the situation was controlled fairly quickly.
So it took the biologist just a little bit of time to get from Ogden up to Morgan. So we were able to get a houndsman. He got there fairly fast. He put his hounds right at the bottom of the tree. And the idea was is to make the bear not want to run back down out of the tree.
Yeah, the bear wasn't in the school. It was outside the school building after being checked over by DWS. The bear will be relocated into the Uinta Mountains. Just like you can look up whether your house is in a flood zone, you can now find out whether it's in a fire zone. Listen.
You can now see what kind of risk you face for wildfires. The First Street Foundation is out with its first ever wildfire risk map. It lets you search by address. The data show that half the lower 48 states are at some risk of wildfire. But as climate change accelerates droughts and makes fires more extreme, that number is expected to rise to 56% in the next 30 years.
That's ABC's Sherry Preston. Record travel numbers reported ahead of Memorial Day weekend. Here's ABC's Derek Dennis.
2 weeks before Memorial Day and the travel rush is already on. The TSA says agents screened nearly 2.4 million passengers on Sunday, the highest number since November 2021, and the trend of heavy passenger volume is projected to continue. United Airlines tells ABC News it's expecting 2.6 million customers over the Memorial Day holiday weekend, up 50% from last year, and Delta Airlines says it expects to carry 2.5 million passengers over the holiday, up 25% from 2021. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:08. This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. I think Ray Parker Jr. said it best when he said, and I quote, "I ain't afraid of no ghost." This song and the original movie came long before the word ghost took on a separate meaning. Who hasn't heard a story from the online dating world about getting ghosted? You go on a date, have a great time, the guy says, "Let's do it again, I'll call you," and then vanishes into thin air, never to be heard from again. It's almost expected behavior at this point, and ghosting has become popular at parties, where people enjoy an evening with acquaintances and then slip out the door without ever saying a word to their host or anyone else. they disappear. Ghosting is for people who hate goodbyes. And now it's moving into the workplace. The Wall Street Journal reports that countless managers tell the same story. They make that call and say, Liam, you got the job. Congratulations. You start next Monday. And Liam says, I can't wait. Thank you so much. Well, come Monday, no Liam. He disappears. The Journal says this is happening at restaurants, factories, even airlines. Southwest says one out of every five new hires evaporates. Without so much as a quivering blob of ectoplasm, they're gone. Comb through Twitter, and the Journal says workers have all kinds of reasons for ghosting. The pay was less than they thought, conditions weren't what they were promised, so they ghost. Managers apparently spread sparkles and sunshine to get people on board, and as we know, work is never sparkles and sunshine. One expert blames the dating apps where ghosting began. He says the generation joining the workforce grew up with ghosting, and it's accepted as a way of wiggling through life. So managers, business owners, plan accordingly so you can proudly quote Ray Parker Jr. and say, and I quote, I'm afraid of no ghost.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on KSL News Radio. Still a slow, delayed drive this afternoon. Southbound I-15 from 33rd to 90th south from the earlier vehicle fire. It's pretty much wrapped up, but there's just no escaping these delays. If you're going to take an alternate route and avoid the slowdown, State Street, 7th East, 13th East are still good options, but not Taylorsville down to West Jordan on Redwood Road, where it's been a much heavier drive there. We also have delays on I-215 Southbound going eastbound from Redwood Road over to the I-15 junction. Spots of slowing westbound on the 201, but they are scattered from just before Redwood Road all the way to Magna. Aubrey?
Well, right now, I-15 looks good in Utah County. No delays from the point of the mountain to Spanish Fork. But if you're in Spanish Fork, Payson area, you're going to see some slowdowns on Main Street in Spanish Fork and State Street in Payson due to construction there. And if you're trying to get onto the freeway in American Fork or Lehigh, you're going to see some slowdowns as you're making your way on the main byways right now. Steve?
Well, the main flow of north and southbound 15 rolling free and clear this afternoon between South Salt Lake and South Willard. Nothing to slow you down. Plus, wide open roads and normal speeds on the 215 West Belt between I-80 and the Legacy Parkway. And Legacy itself looking good up to Station Park in Farmington. Northbound 89 slowing down, though, approaching the I-84 ramps. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating and air, over 8,000 Google reviews, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Kevin Eubank has your hourly forecast. On the 5 o'clock report.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures in the mid-80s under partly cloudy skies. Low 80s for 6 and 7 o'clock, upper 70s for 8, mid-70s for 9, and low 70s for 10. We will see increasing clouds tonight and a slight chance of a few stray thunderstorms popping as we head through the early morning hours on Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank with your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report.
It's the summer swelter, 88 degrees in Salt Lake and Provo, 84 in Ogden. You get a full moon tonight. It'll be gray this time instead of red. I hope you got to see the lunar eclipse last night. It was shrouded by clouds a few times that I looked. A little bit disappointing, especially for the grandkids, you know. Sunset tonight comes at 8:39 KSL News Time, 5:13. Phoenix Suns head coach Monty Williams spoke to reporters today at an end-of-season press conference after the Phoenix Suns went belly up in the playoffs yesterday. At the end of the press conference, Williams spoke passionately about women's basketball star Brittany Griner, who's been held by the Russian government in custody for months now.
I just hope that people out there will keep her, even though our season is over and we won't see her symbol on the floor. I pray that people will continue to pray for her, and hopefully she can get out of that country and out of prison here soon.
Griner is a professional women's basketball player for the Phoenix Mercury. The Golden Arches will soon be gone from Russia.
In 1990, it was a sign of thawing relations between the Soviet Union and the West. The first McDonald's restaurant opened in Moscow with hours-long lines to get in. It was the first of 850 McDonald's that would open throughout Russia. But in the face of Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine, McDonald's announcing the Golden Arches will be coming down and the company will leave Russia, the fast food giant citing the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine and an unpredictable operating environment. McDonald's said it will look for a buyer who will employ its 62,000 Russian workers and continue to pay them until a sale is finalized. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Trending on social media? The Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Not that you could find a magazine, let alone a cover, but the swimsuit issue is out in a few days, and the cover model for 2022 is Kim Kardashian. So an overexposed celebrity will be overly exposed in a barely there bikini on newsstands on Thursday, if you can find a newsstand. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
some welcome news for moms in Utah. The FDA and Abbott have reached an agreement to reopen the country's largest formula production plant, which could ease some of the shortage. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, a new report says one out of every six Americans live in an area with significant wildfire risk. It's much higher in the Mountain West, where 44% of the population is at risk. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have police activity at 90th South and 7th West. This is northbound 7th West on the corner over to the right. Keep your eye out for that. And lingering delays, southbound I-15, South Salt Lake to Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
80s in the north, 90s in the south, but some changes are coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 88 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Parents searching for infant formula are still often coming up short.
It's scary. I mean, it's super scary. It's the only thing she can eat.
My husband's running to three or four different stores just trying to find something.
Now the FDA has reached an agreement with the nation's largest infant formula producer.
It's welcome news to parents struggling to find baby formula. The FDA says inspections show that Abbott has solved its contamination issue and could restart making the infant child nutrition in the next 2 weeks. Still means it could be more than a month before the supplies back to normal on store shelves. In the meantime, the FDA is also working on improving imported formula.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Authorities in Buffalo, New York say the suspect in Saturday's deadly shooting at a supermarket had plans to shoot more people on the street. Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump.
It is not enough just to hold accountable the individual who committed this hateful act, but we have to hold accountable those people who continue to curate this hate.
The suspect, Peyton Gendron, allegedly expressed white supremacist ideas online.
Separate documents that we've seen and that investigators have seen laid out the entire attack, from the route that he would take to his alleged plan to continue the rampage in other stores here in Buffalo.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The suspect in yesterday's deadly shooting at a church in Laguna Wood, California, is a Chinese immigrant.
We know that the subject involved is a U.S. citizen who immigrated from China. He has lived in the United States for many years, including other states, including Texas.
Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says David Chow is angry about China's political tensions with Taiwan and may have targeted the church because its congregation is mainly Taiwanese. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. More on the Buffalo supermarket shooting over the weekend. Police in New York say the gunman had undergone mental health evaluations last year after making threats related to his high school. So what are the warning signs? Rachel Lucinski with the Safe UT app says there are actually many.
93% of school shooters who planned the attack in advance showed warning signs before they carried out their planned attack. So that was from a comprehensive study of school shootings done from 1974 to 2000, conducted by the Secret Service and the Department of Education. But it's things like if someone's suddenly withdrawing from their social circle or from activities that they used to really care about, if they're bullying people or getting in verbal or physical altercations, and especially if we see those things targeted towards people who are different than them. Whether that is a different race or a different sexual orientation, a different gender identity, those are really concerning since we see some pretty extreme views around those classes. If someone's bragging about having access to weapons or directly expressing a threat, or there are some warning signs, and I think it's easy for people to dismiss those things.
The Safe UT app is available for all students where they can report any potential threat. Lucinski says this past year, In the past year, they've already received more than 390 tips. You can download the Safe UT app in any app store. KSL News Time 519. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. Yes, this is an emergency report. Ricky Meese is going to fill you in on the details.
We still have a lot of leftover delays southbound I-15 from South Salt Lake to Sandy, but we are starting to see speeds improve a little bit and the delays break up. But the worst part is definitely 33rd South to 90th South. Then some slowing in spots, as you're going leaving Sandy and going through Draper. But I-215 South Belt is really taking the overflow now. If you're traveling westbound, it's filling in and slowing down from about 9th East over to I-15. And from the eastbound side, it's Redwood to the South Interchange. And then westbound slowing on the 201 from I-15 to the West Belt. And then again, 5600 West into Magna. Aubrey?
Right now, still no delays on I-15 in Utah County. If you are traveling on Redwood Road out of Saratoga Springs and going into Bluffdale area, you are going to see some slowing there. And if you are trying to get onto I-15, 2100 North Main Street and Pioneer Crossing in Lehigh, you're going to see some slowdowns as you make your way towards I-15 eastbound. Steve?
Well, still no wrecks or delays traveling northbound I-15 leaving downtown Salt Lake City. Traffic moving along at the full speed limit, Salt Lake to Farmington. That'll take you about 15 minutes. Then you're on the brakes there at the Highway 89 split up to about Shepherd Lane. Plus, wide open speeds on the 215 West Belt and Legacy looking good from I-80 up to Station Park and northbound 89 slow and go approaching the I-84 ramps. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kevin Eubank has your 7-day forecast, is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, extra warm again today, mid to upper 80s in Salt Lake City. That is going to change tomorrow. We do have a little storm system just out to the northwest. It's going to move through overnight and then kind of settle into central Utah tomorrow. That's going to drop temperatures into the upper 70s, bring us mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance of a little stray shower or thunderstorm. It's pretty weak. We're back to the low 80s on Wednesday and then another drop as we head through Thursday and Friday. As a cold front moves through, that'll drop us into the 70s on Thursday, 60s for highs on Friday. The good news, by the weekend, we're back to sunshine and mid to upper 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
So bask in the glow of the sunshine today. It's 88 in Salt Lake City. This might be the warmest we see this week. And the 5 o'clock report has been brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 522.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.